College students know lots about technology, especially since most kids in school grew up with lots of blossoming technologies. But how are they with radio, a technology that hasn't really changed much through our lives? Radio is something that's been playing in the background for most of our childhoods, so you would think that there'd be an interest in radio from students, right? That's where I started my adventure to find out how student involvement is at my school, UW-Bothell. My adventure begins on a cold Friday afternoon, where I walk into the Husky Hall building. Husky Hall is a large, multi-purposed building. It holds offices for professors, administration, parking, and tuition. It also has a large lecture room, which is next door to the U-Wave broadcasting room. On the other side of that wall is the office that U-Wave meets in every Friday. It is very cluttered, with lots of chairs surrounding three tables, which are mismatched. As I entered the meeting room, there sits Bradley Lee, frantically typing an email.
So what are you working on right now?
Sending one email, because I just trained someone to how to use the studio today. Mm-hmm. Her name is Jessica, she's going to have her own show soon, so I'll send a shim email with that.
Brad is the station manager at U-Wave. He organizes who gets shows and when they're broadcasted on the stream. I went to Brad to ask him how U-Wave is spreading the word about themselves to the students of UW-Bothell.
Opening week, we were part of the fair with clubs. Mm-hmm. We had people sign up their emails, and then we create an email listing, send them out an email listing saying, hey guys, we got a club meeting, 1:15 and 3:15 every Friday.
I wanted to also know how many average listeners they reach out to when they broadcast the show.
Yeah, in terms of just regular listeners, we don't have much of a listener count right now. It averages one or two listeners, people coming in and out. But I feel like most of the listeners we will get are from people who host their own shows.
Well, that answered all my questions at U-Wave. But I still wanted to know more about how students are involved in the club. I reached out to Angelica Maria Mendoza, who has her own show on U-Wave. I was more curious about her listenership and how those listeners influence her broadcast time. I caught up with Angelica after her class one day.
During summer, I had an average of 20 listeners, and now once fall quarter started, I kind of had a hard time getting listeners to listen, so now I have an average of 8 to 10 listeners. Community base is for women of color, by women of color, so what they want is what I put out. And so I feel like if I don't represent them to the full extent, then kind of feel like I didn't do my job. So I like to have a lot of community feedback.
Wow, the listenership average is higher for Angelica's show, and it's fully influenced by her listeners. Now I must go to another school that has a low-power FM ran by the students for the students. I decided to go to Seattle University because they have exactly that. At KXSU, students run and operate the station, just like U-Wave. KXSU is in the basement of a newly renovated Campion Hall. As I entered the building's lobby, I see a large group of students waiting for the elevator to go up. I am then greeted by sophomore Lily Rodriguez, music director for KXSU. She led me to the basement of the building, which wasn't nearly as decorated as the lobby was. I then see a bright red door with a red window which read KXSU in big bold letters. I first wanted to ask Lily what a music director does at a radio station that is ran by college students.
As the music director, my main job is to create the station's top 30 power rotation every week. And that's the song that comes on at the top of every single hour that's programmed into our system.
And then I was also curious about student involvement at KXSU.
So different people with different ideas and music tastes and cool topics to talk about will have different shows every single year. So, and we like to give our students a ton of freedom to do whatever they want in terms of if they wanted to have a talk show that's just them talking about their favorite video games. I know we had one guy that had that last year. He's more than welcome to explore that.
And now the question I've been waiting for. What's the listenership like at KXSU?
We do broadcast to the greater Seattle area, so at any given time, I would say it's likely that there's tens of thousands of listeners.
Whoa. Now wait a second. How come U-Wave is only getting an average of 10 listeners, and KXSU is getting tens of thousands? The student population at UW-Bothell is approximately 1,000 students less than Seattle U, so I would guess that the listenership at KXSU would only be hundreds of students more. So what's the issue at U-Wave? The biggest reason is that KXSU is on the FM dial, and U-Wave is only able to stream online. So, here's the deal with U-Wave. Back in 2013, U-Wave had the opportunity to get a low-powered broadcasting license from the FCC due to the second adjacency rule, which opened up more spots on the FM dial for low-powered stations. Seattle U was able to secure one of those spots that had opened up in the Seattle area. U-Wave had the technologies, staff, and enthusiasm that would have been needed to run a station. The only thing that was lacking was a strong base of monies for the license from the FCC and to build a broadcasting tower. The UWB administration made the executive decision that they didn't want their monies going towards the radio license and the U-Wave broadcasting tower. The reason is unknown, so what does this mean for U-Wave? The FCC had a due date that would close the application window for the foreseeable future, meaning that U-Wave won't get a chance to be on the dial, so they must take what they have and work with that. Also,
we've had a solid around 13 to 15 people per meeting, and then we always have like 1 to 2 new faces every single week. And then we have like a fired up promotions team, so they're pretty excited to get us out there too.
This has been Leo Moen, reporting for BIS MCS 343.